Hello there, beautiful. How are you today? Do you know what today is? Yes, it is day 27 of the Slay Challenge, and I'm so proud of you. Woo! One more day after today, and you will have completed this task. I'm gonna have to give you something good and juicy tomorrow, ain't I? That's all right. I got you. I got you. Now that we have kind of started to unravel our thoughts about perception and our ability to manifest, we have to expand our dialogue to include the concept of reality. I just believe they go hand in hand. Consider this. If your perceptions represent your thoughts and how you take things in, you know, your views, then reality must represent manifestation of those thoughts and how you live them out. I had a friend and we were deep into this conversation to the point where he got angry with me. And what he said was, I live in reality. I don't know where you live, but I live in reality. And I sat back and I said, oh, okay. But the truth is, he was right. He lives in his own reality, which results or is resultant from his own perception of the world. I had to make peace with that and just let it go. Because in that moment, I just realized that although we are in the same space and place and time, we were really living two different realities. And that was just the truth of the matter. And I had to let it go. So your message for today is that vulnerability may arise as you start to question. My jaw got cut in my mouth. I ain't even drink my sleepy time tea yet. This is crazy. All right. So your message of the day is that vulnerability may arise as you start to question your own perceptions and your own reality. So just expect it. And also protect yourself from outside influences as you're on this journey. And I say that because not everybody will get where you are. Not everybody will get where you're going or what's wrong with you or why you wanna da 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 da. So just be mindful of that and protect yourself. Now just might be the perfect time to, you know, back it up for a minute, shut off the rest of the world, throw up that wall for a little bit so you can figure out what reality is for yourself. That, to me, is the ultimate. Now, I had an experience the other day with a moth. I'm not going to go into the whole story, promise. But I do want to make a couple of points. Anytime an animal crosses your path, I believe that it's a message from the universe and it's something for you to look up. So what message did the moth have for me? As I read, the thing that stood out for me was your quote of the day. As a fragile creature, the moth symbolizes a fragile state of mind and attempts to encourage us to take a step back, allow ourselves to heal, and move forward toward a positive life. Leah M. Bostwick. Now, isn't that what we're doing? Affirmation. I am creating a wonderful reality with love, freedom, and abundance for myself. And your task of the day. All I I got to say is kudos to you for all that you've already done. You have put in a lot of work over the last few weeks. And now, unless spirit moves you, just take a break. Take a break. That's your task of the day. Chill, breathe, do something for you. Go have a glass of wine. Have a little chocolate for me. And just chill. All right, that's going to do it for me today, Goddess. Thank you so much for joining me. Go out, have a magical day. Make it beautiful for yourself and someone else. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. Much love. Mwah.